Welcome to the Classic Holdup Podcast, where we analyze media from the past. Each episode features a different host that brings a fresh take on a film, TV show, video game, or music album of their choice. What can we discover? Do old favorites have a shelf life? Will the classics hold up?
Hello everyone, my name is William Mile, and this is the Classic Holdup. Today, we are going to be discussing F-Zero GX, a cult classic racing game from 2003 made by Sega Studios under license from Nintendo and exclusively released for the Nintendo GameCube. F-Zero is a series that originated back in 1990 with its first appearance debuting for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, now known better as the SNES. This title inspired both 8 mainline sequels and many other racing titles that would come later, such as Daytona USA and Sony's Wipeout. F-Zero focused on pushing the limits of technology with crafting three-dimensional racing experiences at a time when games were exclusively two-dimensional. They did this with a technique known as Mode 7 in order to turn flat objects on the screen and give the image depth at the cost of being slightly harder on the eyes for longer play sessions. That innovation and its tight balance of difficult turns and extreme 1,000 km per hour speeds being the main draw for longtime fans. And with Sega's experience with the Sonic franchise also well known for its speed, this match seemed like it was made in heaven. F-Zero GX was supposed to be the pinnacle of the franchise, polishing the loops and hairpin turns from nondescript polygonal backgrounds to fully rendered environments, racing machines, and characters such as the famous icon, Captain Falcon. But gradually falling sales of previous titles, indecision, and poor marketing instead left GX to be the series' last gasp in an ever-changing gaming landscape. Despite this fall, many still point to F-Zero GX as the greatest racing title of all time, and fervor for the series has only seemed to grow in its absence, with 4 Grand Prix containing 5 tracks apiece, 30 unique racers, each with their own hyper-stylized machine, a 9-mission story mode, and a tie-in arcade machine called F-Zero AX, and a multiplayer battle royale remake of the original F-Zero redubbed F-Zero 99's release in late 2023, calls for the sequel to F-Zero GX have become renewed after many had started to believe the franchise would never be touched again after a 20-year absence. I played F-Zero GX throughout middle school and have been avidly playing F-Zero 99 since its release. Racing for more than 100 hours, I am more than confident I can speak to the ins and outs of the game's mechanics and shortcomings. And while I've put an incredible amount of time, there are plenty of challenges that even I have never accomplished. Now having come back to the game recently after not touching it for 10 years, I found getting adjusted very difficult. More difficult even than my memories would suggest. I failed even to beat the first story mission on the second difficulty. However, slowly I began to get a feel for just how tight the controls were again, and how much time I had to react to oncoming hazards. Unlike with some more popular racing games like Mario Kart, every hiccup and mistake was my own to fix. There was no one there to throw shells or bananas, and that had been what made me enjoy the title to begin with. But with no items like red shells or mushrooms to assist me, it meant the only thing I could do to win was improve. There was no easy way out. There was nowhere to go for help. I just had to get better. And that's exactly what I love about games. Joining me now in the studio is my uncle, Matthew Mile. Matt, you've told me before, about a couple weeks ago when we were discussing this topic, that you didn't really have any experience with F-Zero GX prior, but you had played the original SNES title. Can you describe for me what the original title was like and how that's evolved into F-Zero GX now that you've had the chance to play both?
So yeah, I played the original F-Zero on the Super, and basic from like a lot of different racing games at that time and stuff too. You're kind of, you know, from the back and stuff too. It's, you know, really 2D, and it'd have you know, glowing orbs and stuff on the side to basically let you know what the track and everything was. I think that really what was different was kind of like pit. You don't really have like pit stops necessarily. There was just like an area that you'd go to like regenerate your shield. And, you know, some of the things that kind of like carried over into, you know, the GameCube version now of the game, you know, GX or whatever. You still have some of those elements that where you have like a little lane to like heal, and your health is like a big, big part of the game and stuff too. Because it's not one of those things kind of like Mario Kart where basically you can go off or you can like blow up or whatever and then you're right back on. They incorporate this a little bit different where it's like your life like really matters, you know, in this game kind of thing.
Yeah, you'll have like a lives count, and the way that you gain more speed is by using up some of your health. So it's just like kind of managing that resource rather than like an item wheel, like something like Mario Kart might.
And I'm glad you brought up like speed too, because I think that is like a good staple of both of those games and stuff. And a little bit is like that speed. I think that's what made like F-Zero different at the time. It's just like the speed of it and stuff of the game. And I think GX really took that, you know, and like increased it even more, where like you said too, like your health and stuff is basically using your health to like boost and stuff too. So I think it's basically, you know, kind of like taking that to another level kind of thing with the new version of the game.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's like the birth of like a common trading card game phrase, but it's like your life is a resource.
Yep.
And it's just like all about managing that resource. That being said, I was very young when this game was first coming out, so I wasn't very aware of the marketing. I've kind of heard that it was marketed very poorly. I don't know, how much did you hear about it when it was coming out in like 2003?
So honestly, I didn't hear a whole lot about it. And I guess I would agree upon that because, you know, we have quite a few games from like even like the Super NES that we came out in like the N64, the GameCube era. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about kind of like Star Fox and stuff. Like, I think when we had, like, remakes or whatever of the Star Fox series, they were definitely, like, better well-known and stuff, too. When GX came out, I was in high school at the time. Mm-hmm. And I think, from what I recall, you know, it's been quite a while, a friend of mine had it, but I really don't remember the marketing and anything really for the game at the time. Whereas I definitely remember marketing for, like, Donkey Kong 64 kind of thing, you know. Even though that's a different generation of console, it's still, you know, within the same thing. And really, I think, I wonder if maybe it was like marketing maybe was different. Maybe some of those games are more focused on like gain nostalgia factor from like the previous version. And maybe GX wasn't as much for F-Zero, but that'd be kind of an interesting take if, you know what I'm saying, if they weren't trying to aim towards that.
I think part of it in doing research is I think they were still trying to figure out what do we want F-Zero to be. There was, seemed like half the studio kind of wanted it to stay like the original, kind of a Mode 7 technology, front to back, you see the whole track, but it's just like kind of dodging the corners that make you take damage. And then other people seem to want to transition it to 3D, and F-Zero GX is kind of that second stage of moving to 3D, where it's like, the first one was three-dimensional tracks where you're doing actual loops, you're spinning on like the outside of the track in like a circle. In some areas where it's like anti-grav. And then there's F-Zero GX, which is actually creating complete three-dimensional spaces, like three-dimensional buildings, three-dimensional jungles, environments that you're actually racing in. Whereas F-Zero X on the Nintendo 64 was kind of more plain. It was like very similar backgrounds to the original F-Zero. It's like nondescript city. There's a bunch of lines telling you that stuff is happening, but it doesn't like tell you anything about what the environment is.
That's a thing, too, because kind of like X, I don't really remember X being promoted. I think I remember X maybe being promoted a little bit more than GX. But yeah, and the same thing, too. And I can't remember if any of my friends actually bought X at the time, though I'm pretty sure someone did buy GX for the GameCube. But on the 64, I can't recall if anyone did actually pick up X and stuff, too.
Yeah, I know the only reason I played GX is because I think it was my dad picked it up. And I don't even know if he knew anything about it before he did, mm-hmm. other than it was like a racing game. I don't know how much experience he had with the original.
I don't know that your dad probably had experience with that, but he had the TurboGrafx. So, and yeah. He used to get racing games on that. So I think that was probably a big incorporation, you know, or, you know, basically going from like that, liking that. Mm-hmm. To like the new console trying to get something out, maybe not quite similar, but in like the same genre.
Yeah. Now, Obviously, racing games are things. We've already brought up Mario Kart, which is one comparable to a racing game that is a little translated to modern a little better. Other than Mario Kart, how would you say F-Zero GX kind of compares to other modern racing games? Because I look at F-Zero GX, it's very based on speed. It's very based on tight controls. I don't see a lot of other studios making games like this. I see them making either realistic racers or party racers like Mario Kart.
So me, the way I kind of feel like Mario Kart, I think every Mario Kart has a certain feel to it. Like when you jump from like one Mario Kart to the other, I think it definitely has like kind of like the same feel. I don't think there's a whole lot big difference between was it Mario Kart 8 now as opposed to, you know, if you're playing like the N64, which I think a lot of people, that was probably their first intro into it, even unless you're, you know, someone who did the Super. But I think that's kind of a good comparison too, because F-Zero coming out on the Super, I think definitely feels different than GX does. But then at the same time too, I would say what we think of a modern Mario Kart also feels different than what was Super Mario Kart or whatever for the Super Nintendo, definitely feel different. But speaking on GX specifically, I really think that GX feels like an arcade racer. And I think that's a big thing that really makes it different. Because I think a lot of times, like, I don't think Mario Kart's really trying to go for, like, arcade, even though there is an arcade version of it, but just feels like Mario Kart. This actually feels like they took the game and, like, hey, we're going to make this more like an arcade, like something you'd play at your local arcade racer.
Yeah, they did have an arcade tie-in. I think it was F-Zero AX. Whereas, like, they developed around the same time and they put it in arcade machines. I definitely agree Mario Kart is kind of more that living room racing game. It's not like a quarter-turn game, although they've kind of turned Mario Kart into a bit of an arcade game recently, or at least arcade versions. But F-Zero feels like a challenge you. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult because we're saying that you're going at these super high speeds, and it should be tough to control at the super high speeds. But it does kind of feel like a quarter eater at an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of... How would you compare it to other, like, Forza?
All right, so I think a lot of thing too, Forza is a little bit different because it's basically trying to make you feel more like, I wouldn't say like Gran Turismo, where Gran Turismo was like, hey, this is what it's like if you were actually in the car kind of thing. Forza is kind of like, yeah, it's like we have the actual cars, but does still feel a little bit more arcade, kind of like Grand Theft Auto a little bit, only as kind of like a racing game kind of thing. Where F-Zero, like the series in GX specifically, is more like, no, this is just on the track, you know, racing. We mentioned like health and stuff. It's not really going for that, you know, real world field. I mean, this is, you know, it's like a futuristic place or whatever. And it's definitely like a fictional, I wouldn't say like cartoony, but you know what I'm saying? And they built this own world where, you know, some of the racers are like aliens and stuff, you know, humanoids kind of thing. So, you know, really something like, I think just the overall feel of the game and not just like the gameplay, because I know you were mentioning a lot of things about the gameplay, about like your health, you know, these speed boosts and stuff. So it really goes to show that as in games like Forza or Gran Turismo, where it's like, hey, like a real world field. And yes, you know, in both games, you can change your carts or your cars or whatever. But this one is more of like, hey, yeah, we don't have to really fit into like real world kind of like mechanics as much. Yeah.
We can make a character, we can kind of make the setting futuristic, and then we can kind of just take like character aspects and we turn them to like 11. Kind of make them, I just thought of this comparison right now, but I think I've thought it before and just not put it into words. It's kind of like pro wrestling. Like they make them pro wrestlers. They're such a personality that it's like all the racers do is they have a little intro video and they do a little dance on the screen. But then you have Captain Falcon doing a salute, you have Samurai Goro doing a somersault. And he's a big guy doing a somersault. So it's like, then you have someone like Dr. Stewart, it's like pulls a rose out of his coat. What, you know, it's just what he does.
It's kind of funny too. I kind of go to another racing game or whatever, or at least inspiration for the racing game, like Star Wars Episode One Racer. I think Star Wars kind of did that with pod racing, where they give kind of like alien and, you know, they're doing little things beforehand.
I wonder if that's like an inspiration for that kind of, because thinking back, that was another racing game I played a lot when I was younger. And it was like, it kind of had that same thing where it was like, it had the one rat character that would do like do a flip, and I would have like Anakin that just like does a little run animation. It's like, yep, I'm here, I'm ready to go. That's like one aspect of the character F-Zero I really enjoy. It's just like the characters are almost larger than life rather than being like human. It's like even the humans are more than human.
Yep. Well, it's, you know, going back to the comparison with like Mario Kart stuff too, you basically, all you're getting is kind of like a wave or something from the characters. You're not really getting that full range of motion stuff. Yeah. Character is definitely a bigger thing in GX.
Yeah. That being said, I know a lot of people, when it first came out, F-Zero kind of has like a cult classic appeal to a lot of the people that played it when it came out. It's like the best racing game ever made. That's like one thing I hear constantly from the fan base. It's the greatest racing game that ever came out. It was marketed horribly in a series that didn't know what it wanted to be, and it just kind of died out as a result. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like it had all the aspects to succeed. I just don't know that. I feel like all the little pieces where this might be burying the lead a little bit, but I feel like if this came out like 5 years ago on the Nintendo Switch, we wouldn't think much of it. We wouldn't think it's like too out of place. I think it probably would have. I don't know if it would sell better though. I know Switch sells games, that's why a lot of indie titles want to get onto it, but I'm not sure that the Switch's success could translate to F-Zero with the same type of marketing. I don't know. Do you think just with the Switch being a better system that it would sell better nowadays?
Honestly, I think a lot of it is doing with like changing in like gaming preference and stuff too. And maybe this is kind of like an out there kind of thought or whatever. The way I was looking at it too is, I think viewing it from when it kind of came out, speaking of GX specifically, it really just felt like, hey, you know, we were having a lot of other racers that were kind of similar, more arcadey, like, you know, like Wave Racer, you know, Snowboarding Racer and stuff too.
Wipeout
and stuff too. But I think GX, I think it's a game that's not necessarily like wide appeal, but caters to a specific type of audience that wants something. And I think it's a big part of this game is the difficulty. And I think the reason that if it came out, I think it would maybe do better than if it came out, we'll just say like 5-6 years ago. And this is my oddball out there, kind of comparing to like the Souls games or whatever. I think there's something about it where nowadays people really do like that. Hey, we want that challenge game where, hey, there's this challenging part of a game that I'm going to keep working at, just to, you know, get past this. And I don't know that necessarily like 5 or 10 years ago that would have been, you know, the same thought around this game. A lot of people probably would have gotten into it more casual. I mean, like, all right, you know, this game's hard. I'm just not really going to play it. You know, I just stink at this game. Where now I think there's a big set of a fan base that's looking for that kind of thing. And maybe if that's kind of what you like about games, but maybe you're tired of like a Souls, you know, kind of like fighting or whatever kind of thing, where this kind of also helps you get into like the racing genre and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Battle Royale, how F-Zero 99 is kind of putting racing games into like that Battle Royale style, but this is like Dark Souls before Dark Souls.
Yep.
But for racing games, that idea, that's actually something I was thinking about bringing up later, is just kind of like, it's a game that people that like a challenge. And I think that's why it appealed to me for the 10 years I played it. I played it all throughout, I want to say fifth grade to like early high school. I just like getting better at the game, just like gradually being like, okay, I suck. I know I suck. I'm bad, but I'm getting a little bit better. And I get a little bit better. And oh, that's how you turn on this machine. And oh, this character like feels a little bit better to play. All those little things felt really good to figure out. And I think that's, at least to me, a lot of what appeals about games is how the curve of growth. It's kind of like, it's why I don't really enjoy like the Mario titles. It's a platformer. Sure, there's like ways to jump better. Jumping better doesn't feel very rewarding.
And I think that's kind of goes on like a point that you were kind of bringing up before, is like there's a subset of people that really like this game and basically say that, you know, this is like the greatest game. And I think it really, you know, touches on that thing that when we don't see a whole lot of those types of games, at least, you know, I mean, maybe there's other games that are lesser known, I guess, than GX, but you know what I'm saying, in that caters specifically to that subset of people. Like me, like we keep making that comparison to Mario Kart is, I think, different is because the idea of using items and stuff, it more plays up to like playing with like groups of people and stuff, where I feel like F-Zero, you know, GX specifically, isn't that as much, you know, playing against other people. It's more about, you know, playing the game.
Yeah, Mario Kart kind of takes a lot of the agency about who wins the race and puts it kind of into a just have fun with your friends mode, whereas F-Zero just kind of goes the opposite way. It's like, you can have fun with your friends, but the person who's going to win the race is going to be the person that makes the least mistakes, and there's not really a way to affect it other than just playing better. How do you think that might be looked at in the future? I know we're kind of looking at it now, but it's like, maybe like 5-10 years in the future. I know the series has been kind of dead, so there's not sequels to look at help predict that, but I know a lot of people will say, oh, it's a masterpiece, it's the greatest racing game that's ever made. And on the other end, you'll people say it's a tragedy, the game sales completely killed the series. Even if it was a masterpiece, it's never going to be made again.
My thing too is, and it might be part of the reason why we're also talking about it right now, is you know, with the release of like 99 coming out and stuff too, I think that's might be bringing this game more up or whatever. I haven't really watched other reviews, but I've noticed that just in my like YouTube, like, hey, you should check out this video, there is more people talking about this game. So I'm wondering too if, you know, if some of the creators or whatever see that interest, maybe we are going to get something a little bit future. So it'll be interesting to see that. I think depending on if that happens can change how this game is. I think if we get another version kind of similar to that, I think it might draw some interest in this game. But honestly, if we don't get another one, it just might strengthen this more because it is, it's kind of its own thing or whatever. So maybe one of those things where people are like, hey, if you want like this type of game or whatever, you know, in the F-Zero series, like this is the only way that you can kind of play it is by playing this older game and stuff too. So, but I think a big thing too is we're not in the round yet. I don't think as much where we're having GameCube games really surface as much too. I feel like we're kind of like, you know, like 64 games has Surgeon Super. I think when we get even more of like, hey, you know, GameCube games are coming back, that might be where this game has kind of like a resurgence or, you know, has like a second time to shine kind of thing.
It might age like fine wine, basically. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
My name is Holly Langenstein.
My name is Jake Gumbel.
My name is Valentine McWilliams.
And when I complete my degree, I want to be a YouTube video editor.
I want to make music.
I want to write novels and audio fiction shows.
My name is Holly Langenstein.
My name is Jake.
My name is Valentine McWilliams.
And I am Com Arts I.
Start your journey at comartsi.msu.edu.
All right, we're going to start getting into the question and answers part of the podcast. Matt, once again, will be joining me. Our first question of the day, why do you think Nintendo stopped developing mainline new F-Zero games? I think I'll kind of start with this. I kind of talked about it before. It's kind of the identity crisis. Do we want to be that backdrop, mode 7, flat background, flat track kind of racer? Or do we want to be a three-dimensional racer? I think a lot of that indecision led to sales dropping per title. And then I think those dropping sales led to F-Zero GX kind of falling. And then they did try two other Mode 7 racers that came out within a year of GX. And those ended up selling terribly. So I think just a lot of indecision on Nintendo's part. And then you look at the sales numbers and you can kind of justify like, oh, well, there's just not interest in a game like this.
I think it's too, like, a lot of, like, Nintendo, like, first-party things, like, you know, like you said, like, a Zelda or a Mario and stuff, you know, Nintendo kind of keeps that in-house and stuff, too. And then, you know, using, like, another studio or whatever to help out with, like, GX.
Sega.
Yep. Basically goes to, like, your point that Nintendo didn't really know exactly what they wanted to do with the franchise. And I think GX was kind of, like, more of a, like, feeling out, you know, the market a little bit. Something that's, you know, we have an established with F-Zero name to like kind of bring it out, but at the same time too, we're making a game that more closely resembles other like arcade things that we're having on our GameCube console or whatever. Like I mentioned before, like the Wave Racers and the snowboarding games or whatever, something like that.
Great. Our next question is going to be, how do you feel about the new F-Zero Battle Royale on the Switch? Obviously, we're talking about F-Zero 99. We brought it up a couple times. I have been playing a lot.
To me, I have not played it yet, but from what I've just seen and everything too, it kind of reminds me, and granted, this could be completely off because like I said, I haven't played it yet, but you know, almost kind of like the Fall Guys feel a little bit. I know I've brought this up a little bit and a little bit pushback. Like, yeah, it's not really Fall Guys, but I think it might go on the same thing as like when we were talking before about like hitting the different genres, like with GX, maybe feeling kind of like a, you know, you know, a Souls game or whatever. I think the same feel of like 99, like, hey, you know, stuff like that, Fall Guys, where it's like bunch of people playing.
Yeah, you're not completely in control of the outcome, but the people that are better are generally going to get better placings. I've been playing 99 pretty much since it came out. They just came out with an update last week where they added the last of the SNES tracks to the game. I've been loving learning every single track. People told me I wasn't going to like Firefield because I play Golden Fox. That's my favorite track. It's like, what? A track that like goes into acceleration and the car I play is like the best accelerating? Yeah, let's go.
Well, and another thing too is to, like, talking about like the music and stuff. Like when it came out and stuff, I think it is a game that's also trying to appeal to both like people who didn't really experience F-Zero, you know, a bunch, and as well as people like me who did play quite a bit of F-Zero on the Super NES. And then, you know, at our time, we were listening to like F-Zero tracks when we were like in college, when those songs were like remixed and stuff, even though it's like decades after that game has been released and stuff, and then just bringing that music and stuff back into it and everything. We don't want to do too much. We don't want to get
No, Nintendo, please, no. Audio. No, Nintendo, please. I was off key the entire time. It's fine. Although I always, like, even in GX, like, my favorite soundtrack was Sand Ocean, whereas it just has this weird mysticism to it, but it's like, I don't know, it just sounds like what you would imagine would go through your head walking through a desert. It's like, I don't know how to describe that. It's like, it's got a little bit of mysticism. It kind of sounds like it's a little loose, but it's also got like, I don't know, it feels like very wet, ironically.
And just kind of going on how some of those songs are so memorable and stuff too. I mean, even when you get little hints of that or whatever in GX of some of the SNES ones, you're just like, oh yeah, that feels right.
It's just like, it's a fast, high energy. GX's soundtrack is just like hard rock with a little bit of synth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh, I didn't know how much I needed this in my life. On to our next question. How have racing games before F-Zero GX, such as Mario Kart and Ridge Racer, influenced this 2003 game? I think we talked about this a little bit as well. It kind of feels more inspired by like arcade titles, where the idea is, it's going to be hard. You're going to try and get incrementally better, but it's going to take a lot of time. It just doesn't have like the, and I'm going to take your quarters for the time that you spend. I don't want to say it's like completely removed from Mario Kart, but I think it just goes the other direction in terms of what it prioritizes.
I think another comparison that we made earlier and stuff to really touch on is like Episode 1 Racer. I think that one's more like speed. You know, you blow up and stuff, and you kind of have like lives and different things like too. And I would even say even kind of like the layout of the courses then kind of shifting more from like a Mario Kart feel to more like Episode 1 Racer feel and stuff too. And, you know, that one was a popular game, part of it because it had a big, you know, franchise movie tie-in for it and had a lot of marketing for it. So I think that just goes on to other points that we had before about, you know, the marketing and stuff for this game. But yeah, that's how I would kind of compare it to like games that came before. I think it has more of a feel of like an Episode 1 Racer, you know, the personality of the racers, you know, just the feel of the tracks and the feel of the actual carts or whatever that you're using to race.
Our last question in the Q&A, how does this game differ from previous racing games? Would you say this game added more to the racing game industry? I think it definitely added to the racing game industry. There are games like Wipeout, there are games like Daytona USA that were completely based off the F-Zero Mort 7 formula. These racers wouldn't exist as we know them without F-Zero. It's like, I think that's kind of hard to deny. But the F-Zero GX specifically, because there hasn't been an F-Zero 3D sequel, a lot of indie companies have been trying to kind of make an F-Zero game. I don't think any of them have succeeded quite yet. I mean, it clearly left an impression.
I feel like there's different, GX basically incorporates a bunch of different elements from a lot of different games and stuff too. So I don't know that any game has specifically, like said, made like a, almost like a direct copy or whatever, almost of like GX or in a successful fashion. But I think we've definitely seen like different elements and stuff, you know, from the game itself, you know, being incorporated in newer games and stuff too. Like some of the things that like GX took from like older games incorporated to make their game. And then, you know, like we said, we've seen games, you know, after that kind of take different elements and stuff from GX.
Yeah, I think Mario Kart 7, Mario Kart 8 took a lot of those elements because they added three-dimensional parts to their track, mm-hmm. where it's like, now they had it, so it's like a section where your wheels change, but I think they kind of wanted to start messing with that three-dimensional space again, and I think that might be because F-Zero kind of showed them away a little bit.
Yeah, exactly, because I would say before, kind of like carts and stuff too are your characters. Like, you'd know, like, oh, well, you know, Donkey Kong is heavier, so he, you know, his cart's going to feel a little bit different and stuff too. But, you know, it wasn't until, like you said, like 7 and 8 that we're really getting, like, modding the cars and stuff too, and stuff like you see that in GX. And also, as a way, like, with GX, where you can actually change, like, your acceleration as opposed to, like, your top speed or whatever, that's something, like, even after you've built your cart, where you can make a minor adjustment to the how you want to race for that specific race within the same cup.
Yeah. Now, that being said, we have come to the penultimate time. It's time to ask the ultimate question, does F-Zero hold up? And I'm gonna preface this a little bit. What do you think determines whether a game like this can hold up? Obviously, I have some nostalgic in the game. It also kind of hits a lot of the areas in a game that I like in terms of that challenge. What are we determining how it holds up?
So a lot of things too. A lot of people think of like current success as basically like how popular a game is now or how people it appears to or whatever. And I think that really goes to like games that are more like aimed at like a general audience, where this isn't something that's done that. And I think that leads to another success on how it holds up. There isn't many games that are this package altogether. The fact that, you know, it does still have a strong following and stuff for it of like hardcore fans, I think makes it to where it still kind of like holds up in that sense. Like, it's still the only way that you can kind of get that you're looking for. But at the same time too, it wasn't something that was just like so bad that everyone's like, yeah, it's by itself, but nobody wants to play it. So it is something that still has dedicated fan base, not just because of the nostalgia for the game, but just because there hasn't been something just like it to really replace it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about for like the hardcore gamer. What about for the more casual gamer? Someone, I don't want to say like yourself, because I think you get hardcore into some games, but I think you're probably more casual on the racing game spectrum. Does it hold up for like a casual perspective?
I don't know if it really holds up for a casual perspective. Few things we didn't really touch on as much, just because it does have kind of like that harder, you know, get into it. It is a game that you have to spend time to. Like, the reward for this game is getting better at this game. And if you're not looking for that in the game, it's not something you're really going to get into. And I would say one of the things that might be dated about this game, you know, being from the GameCube, is a little bit of the visuals. I know, like me, like trying to play it for the first time. One of the hardest parts was really finding out where the barriers and stuff are of the track and stuff too. So for, I think there is like a little bit of a barrier for someone who's just like a casual gamer, like, hey, I just play video games. I don't play like a spurt like racing games or Souls-like games, to really like get into this. And I think that kind of part is a little harder.
Someone that might just want to follow the flow of the track rather than like try to memorize it. Because, I mean, we talked about it before. The game goes, like, you're going so fast and the controls can be so slippery that if you don't know what's coming after this turn, you die.
Yep. This game definitely, I don't think, is geared towards the casual. And I don't think, but I'm one of those people who don't think that a quality game needs to. I mean, if every game is kind of like saying that everyone can just kind of jump in, it doesn't. We're missing part of the market or whatever for games. And I think this game kind of holds up and stuff too, because it has its own little niche. But then again, too, like, if you're saying, like, hey, does this game apply to the general population? I would say no, but then this game isn't trying to.
I think we say holds up for the determined player base, but maybe not for, like, the just everyday gamer.
Right.
All right. So it holds up. I wasn't sure what to expect coming into this. I thought maybe it'd be a little bit more of a debate, but yeah, for the person like me that really likes a challenge out of a game, it does end up holding up, and I can say that without just my nostalgia glasses being on. That being it, with the verdict set, I want to thank you, Matt, for coming in, having discussed with me. I know you talk amongst yourself and your friends, and even we get into it a couple times about older movies and how they might hold up sometimes. It's nice of you to come on and talk about something similar with a game like F-Zero GX with me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. And, you know, thanks for actually introducing me to the game, trying something new and just, you know, give me a little break from my usual video game playing that I've been doing lately.
All right. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for the classic hold up once again. We will see you next time with a new host, and we'll be asking once again the penultimate question, or I guess the ultimate question, does it hold up?
Find the classic hold up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us at Audio Video Land for updates, teasers, and behind the scenes content of all Audio Video Land productions. The Classic Holdup is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.